Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today we're talking about space. And you might think about space in the sky, but what about on the ice? These days, ice fishermen in the Great Lakes region are treading on thinner ice than usual. Climate change is forcing them to start casting their rods about 2 weeks later than they used to, and to pack up about a month earlier.
So we've lost about 25% of the ice fishing season over the last 150 years.
That's John Magnuson, a professor at the University of Wisconsin, and he's an expert on, ice. And he says, ice cover is thinning all across the country. The space and the time is shrinking. Reporter Leslie McClurg joins an ice fisherman now in the Rockies who's traveling to higher ground in search of thicker ice.
Jesse Ogas drags a giant sled filled with fishing gear across 11 Mile Reservoir in central Colorado. His 11-year-old nephew, Miguel Alona, assists. A frosty wind sweeps across this snow-covered lake. The sun is shining, but the air is numbing, hovering around 10 degrees. Jesse and Miguel pause to catch their breath about 400 feet from the shoreline. They're 8,600 feet high.
I'm exhausted.
What all is in there?
You've got your ice auger, ice hut. We've got chairs. We have a huge tackle box, as you can see, because that houses lures and power bait and mealworms and you name it.
Every weekend, Jesse drives 2 hours southeast of Denver to come here. He used to fish closer to his house, but he says the lakes at lower elevations just don't freeze as thick as they used to.
You hear those incidents where fishermen went through the ice and, you know, you had the rescue out there to pull them out. So I don't fish the lakes below 6,000 feet anymore.
Jesse fires up his green metal ice auger to slice a hole through the frozen water. He drills through about 3 feet of ice. He rigs 10 different fishing poles with brightly colored lures. He drops the line in through a 12-inch circle and jigs the rod up and down. Miguel leans in for a closer look.
And what that jig looks like is it looks like a wounded fish. And so a fish coming by might think that's free dinner. You want to try that?
Not really. Too frigid for me. But I can see why people like Jesse are lured to enjoy the silence in the vast open space.
It's my time to relax, get away from the everyday, you know, hustle and bustle that we face.
Ice fishing goes back several generations in Jesse's Latino family. Jesse learned from his father in New Mexico, where he grew up. Jesse's father learned from his grandfather. And then when Jesse moved to Colorado 30 years ago, he carried on the tradition by teaching his sons and now his grandkids. Today, by noon, Jesse and Miguel have caught 13 rainbow trout. But they won't be eating seafood tonight.
They're averaging 8 to 10 inches, and we don't keep those. We let those go.
He says this year has been the slowest ice fishing season in more than a decade. John Magnuson, the Wisconsin ice expert, is walking across Lake Mendota in Madison. He says unpredictable seasons will become the norm as climate change shakes things up.
The lake is completely covered with snow and out in the middle with very thin ice.
In the 1850s and 60s, Lake Mendota used to freeze an average of 4 months a year. Now it's 3 months, and sometimes it's as short as 3 weeks. Magnuson says the ice fishing season is shrinking all over the world.
The change in the ice dates is occurring in alpine lakes in Switzerland. It's occurring in far northern lakes in Finland and Canada.
He says cross-country skiers, hockey players, and ice boaters need to be more careful. He predicts that accidents will become more common.
There's already been a death of a snowmobiler on a river near here. Even a well-experienced fishing guide on Lake Superior went through the ice in the inshore areas of Lake Superior last summer and drowned.
And it's not just people who are affected. Ice is also important to what's below the surface. It's part of the ecological cycle. The fish slow down when it's cold, a kind of hibernation. A shorter winter curtails their rest, and hotter temperatures in the summer can also stress them out.
Hey, you ready, Miguel? One, two, three, go. One
more.
Jesse Ogas hasn't noticed any changes in the catch at 11 Mile Reservoir, at least not yet. So he'll keep making the two-hour trip here in hopes that bigger fish will bite next weekend. For Latino USA, I'm Leslie McClurg at 11 Mile Reservoir, Colorado.